producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
She don't like, she don't like salmon.
Hey, TMP, outside the box, man. Next time we're in Seattle together, I am not going out for salmon. I'm telling you what.
I'm not either. I'm going, what's RSB doing playing this Eric Clapton song? But, Mike Adams. And by the way, happy Wednesday, everybody, in RSB.
Yay, man. We're just partying on after Stuart Tompkins doing some really great CBD updates.
Oh, man, it was. I was listening in last hour. I don't always get a chance to listen. And, man, I love the guy's passion.
Dude, he was just taking it to him because they're trying to convince everybody that CBD is not legal, even though it is in the form we all use it in. And I just love him for that. He's just standing up and doing it right. So, but we talk about salmon in Seattle. I mean, have you ever been to Pike's Place in Seattle? They have, like, these open-air stands and things, and a lot of the stuff is, like, fresh salmon, although I think a lot of it might be coming from Alaska, but next time I'm there, I'm definitely asking. Did you see what they found in the salmon there?
Yeah, man. Mike Adams published it on nationalnews.com, and apparently they're finding antidepressants and cocaine, which it explains why we came in with that song to start with.
Exactly. Now, we're used to hearing about heavy metals and mercury and things that are, you know, not real pleasant in wild caught fish, although it's much worse even in the farmed fish. But to expect that you're going to get a salmon and you're going to get some Prozac and cocaine with it.
Yeah, and I mean, so the drugs are being flushed, you know, and then they're going to the wastewater treatment plants, and apparently maybe it's not cleaning the water very well before it puts it back into circulation. I mean, is that the theory here?
Well, I think so. And, you know, when we talk about water purification, unfortunately, the municipal systems are really not set up to clean up the water in truth. They're really designed, by and large, to kill microbes. They add chlorine, right?
Yeah, I'm not familiar, RSP, with any technology that your typical water treatment plant has to filter out prescription drugs. I don't think that they have that capability. Now, it may be a small percentage are filtered out just as a byproduct of you know, filtering out other contaminants. But the reality is that this is a quote from this article here. The medicine chest of common drugs also, in addition to cocaine, included Flonase, Aleve, Tylenol, Paxil, Valium, Zoloft, Tagamet, Oxycontin, Darvon, nicotine, caffeine, fungicides, antiseptics, anticoagulants, and Cipro, among other antibiotics. So they're finding everything in the water, or in the salmon, and it's because it's still in the water.
You know, that's why I say Bernie Sanders socialism or Trump, a single payer, doesn't matter. Everybody can afford drugs. Just drink the tap water or eat the salmon out of Seattle.
I tell you, who would have thunk, man, that you would be finding cocaine and all these other drugs in the fish? But, you know, it makes sense that they find it in salmon and other big fish. I bet they find it in tuna as well, because the bigger they are, you know, the more they get, more up the food chain it goes, right?
The bioaccumulation.
Little fish eat, and then they get eaten, and then they get eaten, and so on up.
Yeah, now, I don't know that this is the case, like I said, if wild-caught salmon off the coast of Alaska or something like that, but unique to the city of Seattle, there's a lot of cokeheads up there.
Well, I think they're everywhere. I was just watching something last night that's talking about the not cocaine, but heroin in a lot of the northern states, especially the northeastern states. There's huge heroin problems, and you wouldn't think that would be happening up there in the wealthy areas, but it is. And so
that was a big problem, I think, in the primary. Where was one of the early primaries? Super Don, do you remember? Was it Vermont? Which one had the early primary up in New England? It was New Hampshire, I think. Yeah, New Hampshire. And they were saying that, like Bernie Sanders and others that are up there are going, dude, the heroin problem is outrageous in a little New England state. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with this place? And I don't mean just there, but you think about the crisis that we're in. It's not just an economic crisis. You know, we've talked about it. I had Cheryl Chumley on. Oh, you got to read her latest book, The Devil in D.C. You would love it. But it's a crisis of spirituality. Again, and I'm not talking about 501c3 registered churches. We've had Chuck Baldwin on. We know beyond that. But really, people are lost. And, of course, we can also associate it with deficiencies of minerals. I mean, there's nothing that's disconnected here. But as we talk about these things, we like to reintegrate all of that so that you don't reach out for those things that are so destructive.
Yeah, you know, it almost seems like that as a general rule, society has become self-destructive in many of the things that we do. I mean, look at all the things that we do to ourselves that we know are going to cause harm, but we do them anyway, right? I mean, drug addiction, of course, but I mean, one of the things that most people don't talk about, and we can talk about this later, it reminded me of an article that we just looked at, is the alcohol problem, right? Alcohol is the most addictive, the most harmful, the most toxic to your liver, almost. Well, there's a couple more that are more toxic. The drug that's available out there, and it's legal, right?
Fully legal,
It is a drug. And so you get, I see just this utter hypocrisy of people that, you know, I hate to say it, but the churchgoers are the worst. With this Hippocratic idea that it's okay to drink. And you can get smashed, no problem. But if you happen to indulge in hemp or cannabis, you're a pothead, right? And the reality is, the number of people that die each year from legal alcohol, as opposed to the ones that die from marijuana, it's like 500,000 to zero, I think.
Yeah, you know what was even more stunning with what Stuart had related to us last hour was the latest case history that was published about someone who was using. Basically cannabis, smoking it, right? And because he had anxiety. But in this case, and Stuart's right, certain phenotypes do not react well in that it doesn't calm them down, but it makes them a little more paranoid, for instance. We've heard that before. In certain people, it does. And yet when this guy got on the CBD from hemp, he began to pull off of the THC/CBD cannabis that he was smoking before. It was able to help him get off of that. So even the folks that are saying, oh, marijuana is bad, we know it for the most part it's not. The CBD is helping folks get off of that too, in addition to other harder drugs and even opiates.
It's really amazing. He was so powerful and so passionate that as he began speaking about how everyone needed to be taking CBD, I went right over to my cabinet, grabbed one of my little tinctures, and took a couple of droppers full.
Nice, exactly. And just do your patriotic duty. Do some CBD. But yeah, the thing is, there's that pharmaceutical company, I think GW, out of Great Britain, and they're working back doors with the FDA to get their CBD in, not as a drug. And that was the unique part of this. They're trying to claim the CBD, not synthesized, which we are in favor of, is something that should be regulated as a drug and wipe everybody else out. Nobody can get it at a reasonable price. It'll be monopoly medicine with a botanical.
Yeah, and isn't that amazing? It's not surprising, but it is amazing that they would be trying to go for a botanical. But the reality is that the uses for cannabis are so pervasive that, you know, from a monetary standpoint, that's a good move on their part from a business perspective. I mean, the uses, and if they can capitalize, if they can capture that market, you know, we're already looking to genetically modify it. We're patenting it. I mean, they're moving in on the hemp plant, the cannabis plant, because it is so powerful. So I like what Stuart said. Start buying it, start using it, start growing it if you're in a state that is legal to grow.
And for you health food store people, start selling it now. It's legal in this form. Exactly, the appropriate way to do it. Now, we have a couple of homeless stories. I was so heartened by the last story last hour, 10-year celebration of this organic restaurant that has no prices on the menu, and asks if you can pay it forward, you can pay more, and that allows a lot of people that can't afford to eat this well to eat, you know, on whatever they can afford, and they're not out of business 10 years later. They're doing well. Look at what can happen without the government intervening.
That's an awesome story. I didn't hear that. So basically, you just go in. There's no price on the menu. You just pay whatever you think it's worth, and people pay more so they can help people that have less.
Exactly. And 10 years later, they're still in business. They're thriving. People are eating well. Poor people that couldn't normally eat this way are able to. And how is that possible? That's not supposed to happen, right?
Yeah, I love it. And I think I heard the very end of that, because I think that was the section where you said that if we don't have, government breathing down our neck forcing us, that the people here are very charitable and they're going to do these things to help,
exactly.
help others. I agree. I was speaking to Robert at a conference up in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. I guess it was probably a year ago now, maybe a little over a year.
Yeah.
And it had the most amazing food, the avocados that they served, and some of the fresh fruits and the vegetable platters and the hummus platter. It was just amazing food. And so I'm talking to the lady that was part of the catering company there, and she has a company up in Owensboro, Kentucky, and mm-hmm. all of her employees are homeless. And they were homeless people that were there serving us. You would have never known. I mean, they live there at her facility. They get up, they've got beds to sleep in, they help her cook the food, and they go cater. And so she's brought them off the streets and is now employing them. And they're cooking. It's all organic and non-GMO food in little
nice.
Owensboro, Kentucky.
Nice. Now, there are state efforts to help the homeless. Apparently, in Connecticut, they're the second to end what they call chronic veteran homelessness. And, of course, to not support the vets that you sent out there in harm's way is just outrageous. We've talked about the VA issues. Connecticut is doing it. I think that's a governmental program. But, again, I'm encouraged that there are places and people that are facilitating this without having to rely on government, although that is an argument to say, listen, the government sent you out. They should cover you. And then there's another story that's almost a moment of dough about homeless people facing age-related conditions earlier than people with homes. I mean, my goodness, you got no shelter? Could be a problem.
Exactly. Yeah, it makes me sick of the stories that we see today of these homeless vets and even veterans that aren't homeless that are getting just brutally beaten. I've seen several mm-hmm. over the last couple of weeks, and it's just what's gotten into people today? What's gotten into the youth of today where they think it's a fun sport mm-hmm. to go play this knockout game on homeless people? I mean, it's just I don't get it, man. I just don't understand how that can bring pleasure to someone to hurt someone else.
That's where you ask the question if they've lost or blurred the line between the video games and reality. I can't answer that question, but why would folks do this? Could they be hypoglycemic and angry because their higher brain functions are starved, they're lacking chromium? That's a possibility, but they're not considering it in most of these news articles. When we come back, $3 billion in cancer drugs went to waste because of packaging? We don't want them used at all.
The insanity.
I know. We'll talk about it next.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Superdon, you got to send this image out, this headline image from a newspaper. Send it out to the social media, please. It says, fish on drugs more likely to drop out of schools.
That's super.
I was thinking they were going to get kicked out for being on cocaine in Seattle, right? Seattle school systems with fish in the schools. They're done. They're out of there. So send that out. You can't make that up. That was in the Washington Post. Classic, dude. By the way, folks, the Cal Jam coming up the 18th, 19th, and 20th of March. Guess who's going to be there? TMB and RSB together again. And on Saturday at the event after lunch, we're a 1-2 punch, man. This is perfect.
Who's Abbott and who's Costello?
I don't know. We're going to have to work that out behind the scenes. But it's going to be great.
Okay. I'm definitely going to be I'll be Costello. I mean, you're definitely okay. Abbott. I'll be Costello. But I've got to go first.
Abbott, right? You know, well, that's right. You're up first. You warm up. But the event is just, there's going to be rock and roll. There's going to be a 70s party and an 80s party. I have no idea if I have clothes that are like that anymore. I'm going to call up Billy D and see if he can lend me something.
Everything I wear is from the 80s.
Yeah, that's true. You never left the 80s. You're fine. You're going to be good. You're good. I lost my parachute pants along the way somewhere. I just don't know.
Are those not in style anymore?
Do you still? No, I've never seen you in parachute pants.
I used to wear them all the time. I don't think I have a pair left, but yeah, I used to wear parachute pants all the time.
Yeah, there was a place called, I can't even remember. It was like the hip place in the mall where you got all the new wave kind of clothes.
Z Cavaricci's where I used to shop.
Z Cavaricci's. Super Don, do you remember a place like that in the mall that all the cool people got cool clothes? I was not cool. I was trying to be cool.
I think I know what you're talking about, but
I want to say carousel. No, I can't. If it comes back to me, it's just like a blast from the hazy past. All right, find it out. Anyway, this $3 billion loss of drugs is not bad. I mean, any loss of cancer drugs might be healthier for the people who have cancer, but it's a weird story because it's a packaging story.
Packaging? So what, is it like a faulty manufacturing process? Where
No. I mean, they're packaging like, let's say they're packaging in 30 and 60 milligram tubes, but then they're prescribing it as a dose of 45 milligrams.
Oh,
what they have to do is open a whole one and half of another one and then throw away the other half. But guess what? They get the bill for the full 60 milligrams.
I see. It reminds me of the movie, the really funny movie, Father of the Bride with Steve Martin, where he's just overwhelmed with all the cost of the wedding. And he starts going into the stores and he's like, I want to buy hot dogs, but I've got 6 hot dogs and 8 buns. And he opens it up and he takes out the 2 extra buns because he doesn't want to pay for them. Remember that?
Yeah, that was crazy, but it is like that, though. But I think you wonder if it's by design. I don't know if it is, but let's just step back from it and say, you know what? They could waste it all, and the people who are getting the drugs would do far better. I mean, how many times have we seen studies, and you've reported on them, you've written them, that show doing nothing is better than doing what they're trying to give these people?
Sure. Yeah, doing nothing is better. And, you know, they openly admit that their drugs are killing 100,000 Americans a year. So, I mean, it's not conjecture. It's just that's openly admitted. But, you know, I just can't imagine the reaction, the media, the way that they would cover it if we, you know, somebody overdosed on CBD oil, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, can you imagine on one of the websites for the people that sell CBD oil that they say, our oils kill 100,000 Americans per year? And then they continue to sell them. But that's what the FDA does on its own website, admittedly approving drugs that kill 100,000 people a year, but they just keep going on and on and on.
Incredible.
It really is.
You know what else is incredible? We're really about to release the, how would we call it, updated and expanded edition of Unlock the Power to Heal?
Yeah, it is. And I'm still chewing on whether I want to change the cover up a little bit, but hopefully I'll be getting this to printer by tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. And then if I do that, then hopefully we'll have it at CalJam. If not, we'll definitely have it up at in Toronto at Total Health Canada.
Total Health.
I'm trying to get it done, so we'll have some of the updated copy to sell over at CalJam. But I'm not sure if it's going to make it. I'm doing my best.
I know you are, my friend. We've got lots to do, and how much time do we have to do it in? Well, we're just going to keep letting it loose because we're on a mission, you know, a mission from someplace higher to get the word out, to bring the power to heal back where it belongs with you, the people, the listeners of Robert Scott Bell Show and Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. So check it out, robertscottbell.com, the website. Take it to cancertruth.net. Also, there's a big banner there. You can click on Ty Bollinger's pretty face and you'll go to The Truth About Cancer. And you can view the first 2 episodes. There'll be a time coming that if you didn't get all of them, we'll make it available to you again here come, I believe, April. I'll get that confirmation from Ty when we come back from this break. Also, we've got some more cancer stories we're going to have to do with Ty. He's the man on this issue. So stick with us. Lots more healing to go after the break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Super Don did it again. He found those places. We were talking about having we've got a 70s party, an 80s party at the Cal Jam. And by the way, you don't have to be a health professional to come to the Cal Jam to hear TMB and RSB and Dr. McCullough and Billy D and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And a lot of the folks we're featuring here on the show, I've got some great guests scheduled this week. But I'm nervous because I don't have any of my clothes from the – I've got some ripped, torn 501 jeans, but – That doesn't count. That's any. I don't have anything 70s or 80s.
I've got a couple of ripped up shirts I can loan you.
Yeah, but I will look like I'll swim in them. I will look like a little kid in them.
Yeah, Ty, all of your shirts have no sleeves, though. You know
that's true too.
That's what I mean. I've got a couple of ripped up shirts I'll loan you.
That's why I'm working out really hard to get those guns bigger. But you did find I think the place that had like the new wave kind of clothes was Merry-Go-Round. It was in all the malls.
That was one I didn't shop at. When I bought clothes, I had a tendency to go to when I could Miller's Outpost.
Okay,
that's where they had
I don't know that one.
The surf stuff. I like all the surfer gear.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that. Wasn't there another one though? Chess King, did you say? Chess King,
yeah.
And they had some of the, that was some more of the upscale new wave type stuff that I remember.
Do you remember they had the skinny leather ties?
Oh, yeah, I still have a couple. Yeah.
See, there you go. Those are the kind of things you'll wear to the 70s party or 80s party or something. So I got to figure that out. We'll have to plan the wardrobe. So, yeah, come on out. See us. There's still some tickets available. It's going to be a wild weekend. And if you are a healthcare provider, even all the better, but you don't have to be. We're going to have a great time together March 18th. 19th and 20th. That we're already, well, like 2 weeks away. It's coming so fast. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, enough of that reminiscing.
You going to be broadcasting live out there?
That's the plan, yeah. We'll be out there broadcasting live as long as we can, and we have a signal and a voice left. So I got to think about all of that stuff. Jeez, man. All right. Tired or ready. Hey, let's talk about cancer stories. Because there's good science, but, you know, the good science tends to be written about by my good buddy Ty Bollinger. Doesn't tend to be in the doctor's office. They're not paying attention to the good science. But some of the science points out things that are so obvious that even a fourth grader would get it. And that's what we call today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by the pain of having cancer and no money. Apparently, Ty Bollinger, they're saying that as cancer patients, pain rises as their finances dwindle. I don't know if that's only true of cancer patients, though.
Well, I mean, it is a moment of duh, but it's sad, isn't it? That
it is.
People that are suffering from cancer, and many of them with very little funds. And so, yeah, if they have no funds, they're not able to afford any the treatments, nor they may not be able to afford the hemp or the cannabis that they need to ease their pain, or even the drugs if they're late stage that ease their pain. They can't afford them. So it's really sad, the predicament that many people are in today because of this cancer epidemic. And, you know, that's why we do what we do with The Truth About Cancer, is to help educate people. But we, you know, one of the heartbreaking things that we have to deal with is we are contacted by so many people. At times, our customer support has over 1,000 messages in queue. So, wow. I mean, it's really unreal the amount of people that contact us on a daily basis. But that's a very common theme, though, Robert, is that, hey, if somebody that I know or myself got cancer, don't have any money, what do I do? And it's really sad.
Yeah. What can you imagine if freedom would break out again in this country? The freedom to heal, the freedom to access all these things, like the FDA fighting so hard to convince people that they can't have CBD. Instead, why not allow the freedom to access it in all of its forms? And imagine if all healers could be free to hang a shingle to try and help you. Not so they could deceive you like they do now as licensed doctors in oncology, but as real healers. Can you imagine how affordable it would be? Or like the freedom exhibited in that Denver, Colorado restaurant where there are no prices on the menu and the people who can't afford it pay more for the food so that those who can't can eat there. Can you imagine that happening if all of their money wasn't stolen by Obamacare? I know all is a little exaggeration, but you get what I mean, to pay the cost of government intrusion to violate our freedom to have access to real healing.
Yeah, and, you know, Robert, the sad thing is if you look at the reason for all of this, you know, it always goes back to follow the money trail. So that's one of the things that I'm sharing when I'm at CalJam is about cannabis and the history of why is the hemp plant, the cannabis plant, illegal in many states. And you know, it really goes back to money. It goes back to the paper industry. It goes back to the plastic industry with Kimberly-Clark and DuPont. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to the U.S. government. Andrew Mellon was Hoover's Secretary of State and DuPont's primary investor, and he was the one that appointed his own nephew, which his last name was Anslinger, I believe, to head the Federal Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs. And it was because of this that hemp was made illegal, because Hearst, Mellon, and Anslinger took an obscure Mexican slang word, marijuana, and they pushed it into our consciousness because it was a threat to their billion-dollar enterprises. And so, you know, the propaganda mind control brainwashing campaign was on, and then preceded movies like Reefer Madness and so on that made us afraid of a plant that has so many healing properties that it's shocking. And, you know, one of the interesting things, Robert, is that it was Anslinger, I believe, that was quoted as saying that in Reefer Madness, I think, that it was the most violence-causing drug known to man, about marijuana. But later in the 50s, this is something I just learned a couple days ago, under the communist threat of McCarthyism, Anslinger said the exact opposite. He's quoted as saying marijuana will pacify you so much that soldiers would not want to fight. So which one is it? Is it the most violent causing drug known to man, or will it pacify you?
I think the second one may be more likely. I mean,
yeah.
I like the CBD. One of the most profound properties of CBD is it makes it difficult for you to be programmed. And I said this is really one of the bigger reasons on top of all the money issues. They don't want people who can't be programmed. They want people that can program easily. And hemp takes some of that away, that ease of programming the people. And you don't have to get high to not be programmed. The CBD alone can help you to do that. And that's why I'm so grateful to Stuart Tomk and Canavesk, CD Sciences, for their standing up for the right of the people to access this as a dietary supplement.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that really struck me, Robert, when I was doing some research these last few days on this hidden history of hemp, is the fact that the American Medical Association actually, I think it was Dr. James Woodward representing the AMA, he testified before the committee that the House Ways and Means Committee, which, by the way, the House Ways and Means Committee is the only way that they could get this the marijuana tax passed, or the Marijuana Act passed, was it had to go through House Ways and Means. And by the way, a huge DuPont supporter named Robert Draugen, I believe was his name, he was the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. So that's the only way that they got this thing made illegal, is because of the fact that they basically had the government in their pocket. Interesting.
Well, thanks. It is, but thankfully our friends like Michael Bolden at the 10th Amendment Center have brought out the fact that the Congress was never granted the power, much less the executive branch, to ban a plant. It's not one of their enumerated powers. So the 10th Amendment, those states, 23 states and the District of Columbia, pushed back and told the feds, people, our state says it's okay, and they're not sending in the tank. So that let that be a lesson to you on all topics where the feds have no place, no business. Secondary moment of duh, TMB, Sloan Kettering's quest to prove exercise can inhibit cancer. Really? They still haven't figured this one out?
Then this is another study that real money, right? Fiat currency goes to fund.
it's more money thrown in there, yeah.
We spend money on a study like this. You know, I lost my train of thought. I was talking about the AMA with marijuana, though. The AMA supported marijuana, okay? They supported him, but here's the thing. He who controls the dialogue wins the argument, right? So they started, as I mentioned, the DEA coined this term marijuana. Right, it was a Mexican slang. It was never called the hemp plant and cannabis plant. Never called that before. Now, when this marijuana tax law was passed in the late 30s, the AMA did not know what marijuana was, because nobody had ever called hemp marijuana.
Right.
So
what is that?
This marijuana tax law passed, and it was after it passed, and it basically made it illegal. Was that the AMA came forward and said, we did not know what marijuana was. We did not realize it was the hemp plant, or we would have stood up against this marijuana tax law because we're in favor of medicinal hemp.
Another layer of the deception. Fascinating. Dude, you are such an amazing researcher. You just blow my mind how you do it with no time that you have.
This is interesting stuff. I love reading about stuff like this, because the more you go down the rabbit hole, the more you realize that it really is a game of words. As Dr. Guttar said in last year's interview with Quest for the Cures, he said, look, this is not alternative medicine. They want you to call it alternative medicine because then it sounds like it's a fringe. Mm-hmm. He said, this is advanced medicine. They should be alternative medicine. This is stuff that's been used for, you know, millennia. This is traditional medicine. This is advanced. It's not alternative.
Right.
But we call, you know, alternative cancer treatments, and we that's what we call it. And so people think that they're inferior when the reality is exactly the opposite. So it just makes me realize that when you do control the vernacular,
oh sure,
you win the argument because you change the meaning of words.
Speaking of vernacular, all you lazy butts out there that don't want to exercise, science has got you covered now. Science says, get this, TMB, a glass of red wine can replace 1 hour of exercising.
Dude! Man.
What will a whole bottle do? I mean, come on, whole day? What? I don't know.
So if one glass replaced an hour of exercising... Yeah, those guys that I saw last Friday night driving home from the restaurant, they must be in good shape.
Yeah, like what's a shot of Jack Daniels going to do?
Yeah,
what is this? Yeah, maybe they're talking about just the relaxation of the smooth muscles of the artery system. But exercise does that in a long-term way without damaging your liver in any way. And I recognize that some of you folks want an organic wine. You get the polyphenols or some good stuff. I'm not much of a drinker, but okay. But don't fool yourself. It's not better than exercise.
They're talking about the resveratrol, I see. Okay, well.
Yeah.
No.
The resveratrol is good. And you can get that from a supplement. The treadmill, yeah. Take your resveratrol while you're on the treadmill. You'll get 2 hours for every one.
Uh-huh.
Two for one exercise. All right. After this, we got to talk fashion since we're trying to figure out what to wear for the 70s and 80s party at Cal Jam. TMB, help me out on this. Back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Speaking of fashion, what shall I wear north of the border, Ty? Because you're now my fashion consultant. We're going to Toronto, Canada for the Total Health 2016. And it's going to be April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Our good buddy, the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, he does Detox of Fridays with us now, is going to be there as well. And what do they wear in Canada? Do I have to wear, like, a hockey uniform?
You know, I think they all wear hockey jerseys. So, yeah, we got to, you know, got to go get some... What is it? The Canucks jerseys. I think it's so. Like everyone in the crowd will be wearing a hockey jersey. So yeah.
Well, I think in Toronto they're all into Maple Leafs.
Maple Leafs. That's right. Yeah, that's right. The Maple Leafs. Okay.
We'll
yeah, I apologize. Those that love the Maple Leafs. I just didn't know your team, but you're right. It is the Maple Leafs.
The Doc of Detox is out there in Canuck Land, the Vancouver Canucks.
That's right. He's out in Vancouver here.
So they're going to think I'm a total hick. Like, you think us, we Canadians, you think we're all Eskimos? No, I don't. I just like to make fun of Canadians. We love you.
We're joking. We're joking, you hosers. We're joking.
We kid because we love you, hockey puck. Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, very exciting. We'll be up there for that. It's going to be a three-day intensive. And folks, come up. Ty's going to be speaking. The Doc of Detox, I will.
You know, are you going to wear something special when you're up there lecturing, Robert, in Canada?
That's what I'm asking you. I don't know. Help me Ty.
If you're talking about what you should wear on stage, I thought you were just talking about general attire. But if you're on stage, you need to go for the new McDonald's junk food fashion line.
Oh no, okay. That's something that'll bring my energy down, bring my vibrations down to some level. I don't know if that will work at this show, but you're right. McDonald's is getting into fashion for the junk food zombie generation.
Yeah, so, you know, you get up there on stage and you're going to be talking about, you know, good intestinal health, gut health. You can wear a Big Mac shirt.
That's
and
great.
McDonald's fashion line.
Hypocrite! They're going to boo me off the stage. But isn't their slogan, I'm loving it?
I'm wearing it now, right?
Yeah, I'm wearing it. It's like, oh, I'm wearing it. Like, dude, don't wear that, right? It might be safer to wear it, but I don't know. I just have some problems with this.
It's a white shirt, Robert, and it already comes with mustard and ketchup stains on it, so you can spill all the mustard and ketchup you want on it and you can't tell.
You and Mayor McCheese.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you out to an organic restaurant. We're not going to do that. Listen, when we put out our Unlock the Power, the Power to Heal is Yours t-shirts, our good buddy. We haven't done that in a while. Maybe we can bring that out sometime this year, but it was on organic, non-GMO cotton. And I'm just thinking that probably these McDonaldland t-shirts are on polyester, so maybe they would be good for the 70s party.
They're actually made of edible stale bread. And so you just take a bite of your shirt.
Super Don, did you get one of these McDonaldland fashionable shirts?
No, I actually opted for the Hamburglar outfit.
Wow, that figures. Yeah. I can put a Happy Meal on my head like a hat. It will never go back.
I'd forgotten about the Hamburglar.
Oh, yeah.
Mayor McCheese, Grimace, the big
Grimace
purple guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
It takes me back at the very end. They start talking about Super Size Me. Have y'all seen that with Morgan Spurlock?
Heck yeah, we had him on years ago. And geez, that really was amazing. It's amazing that anybody eats at McDonald's after that. I mean, I think they had to work some PR around it and put kale in their burger or something.
Yeah. I mean, one of the most telling scenes was when he just started getting sick and he said, "I think I'm going to throw up," because he'd eaten so much of that junk that it just didn't want to go down any further.
His body said, "Get out!"
Get out of here!
Right. So I wonder if I tried to put a McDonaldland T-shirt on, my body would reject it.
It would say, "Get off of my belly!"
Get out and get off of my belly. It would light on fire, spontaneous combustion.
Yeah.
And I can cook something healthy on it. Anyway, all right. So we got California, Costa Mesa, Cal Jam. Please come on down if you haven't bought tickets. There's still some available. You're gonna have a great time. We're gonna be there. The 18th, 19th, and 20th, and that's coming up this month. And then April 8th, 9th, and 10th, we have the big event in Toronto, Canada. We've got some other events coming up, but they're always listed in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Takes you right to cancertruth.net, and, of course, the truth about cancer, TMB. What a great addition. Just so much fun hanging out with you.
It was fun. It's always fun hanging out with you, RC, and Super D.
Super D! Yeah, and thanks to Stuart Tomp, not only for appearing today and setting the record straight on the legality, yes, the access of CBD we get from Cannavest, but also his contribution to the latest edition of Unlock the Power to Heal, going to press very soon. So, Ty Bollinger, tell them what they need to know as we wrap up the show.
The power to heal is most definitely yours.
Amen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.